Hi, and welcome to another edition of Right on Rangers Live, coming at you after a series win and a 7-4 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Thank you for joining us today. Tough day to do it on NFL with Cowboys and with everything else going on today, all these great games. But you know what? With the Cowboys leading 14-3 right now, with 4 minutes left in the second half, and I believe with the ball right now at this point, I figured there's no time like the present. Let's piggyback off halftime and let's talk some Rangers. So we have a few very, very bright spots today. Some players of the game. We're going to go through all of the scoring, the key moments, go through the box score review, all that good stuff here in just a little bit. But of course, here at Right on Rangers, we cover everything sports, but we put a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers, and especially the Rangers during baseball season. Thank you for choosing Right on Rangers for all of your post-game Rangers content. We appreciate you. Let's get into it. So Andrew Heaney doing Andrew Heaney things today. Andrew Heaney goes 6 strong innings, only allows 3 earned runs, so does notch the quality start today. Loved what I saw and have seen really all year from Andrew Heaney. And the big thing with Heaney is that he has just gotten zero run support, basically zero run support his entire season in 2024. I believe it was something crazy like 7 games in a row, under 3 runs of run support for Andrew Heaney. Just ridiculous. And Andrew Heaney today gets 3 runs automatically right off the bat from the Rangers in the first inning. Had to be a weird feeling for Heaney, I can only imagine. In fact, it was 5-0 after the second inning. Probably should have been a lot worse had the Rangers taken advantage of a bases-loaded, no-out opportunity in that bottom of the second inning. Wyatt Langford would strike out, and Adolis Garcia would go on to ground into a double play. Otherwise, it probably could have been 7, maybe even 8-0 after that second inning. The Angels did notch 3 runs in the top of the fourth to make it interesting, and an unearned run was allowed on a Wyatt Langford error out in left field in the 7th. Those were the only runs that the Angels would score all day. The Rangers would go on to add some insurance in the bottom of the 8th inning thanks to a Travis Jankowski single and a subsequent error, Little League style, by the Angels right fielder. Ball gets under the glove, rolls a little ways. Rangers, again, able to add a couple of runs in the bottom of the 8th to provide a little cushion for Kirby Yates, who would come on to get his 29th save of the season in 30 appearances. Robertson also added in his 30th hold of the season, although did end up walking a bit of a tightrope there in the bottom of the eighth there, excuse me, in the top of the 8th inning. Did add in 2 Ks. Rangers bullpen, 3 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 Ks, 1 walk. Leclerc came in and got his 10th hold of the season, and it was a clean inning. It was a clean inning from Jose Leclerc. Beautiful thing to see. It's not something you get to see every day, back-to-back days. Jose Leclerc basically setting everybody down in order. 1-2 yesterday and 1-2-3 today. Here we go. Outstanding stuff from Jose Leclerc and the rest of the bullpen. I'm going to get to comments here in just a second now that we've given you a little recap of the game. Beyond that, though, notable performances offensively. Marcus Semien, who we're going to talk about in a little bit here, one of our players of the game. Nate Lowe homered. Zeke homers as well. Second day in a row, Zeke producing offensively for the Rangers from the bottom of the order. So beyond Heaney, we had a few guys offensively really stepping up, and I think we'll get into those guys in just a bit, but I'll check comments here. John, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. Give Heaney 5 runs, and he gives up a 3-run bomb. Yeah, it's kind of how it works sometimes, but nevertheless, Andrew Heaney with a quality start, 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. I know a 4th run does go to Heaney's ledger unearned, but nevertheless, we absolutely had a nice, I think, overall quality game from both sides of the baseball today, the pitching and then the offense. Not to say the offense didn't miss some opportunities. John referring to that second inning, as I did, bases loaded, nobody out. Wyatt Langford, Adolis Garcia up. Wyatt strikes out. Absolutely cannot happen. Cannot happen. You're too fast on the base paths. All you have to do, you could hit a ground ball double play there, Wyatt. I mean, you've got to put the ball in play. Not Wyatt's best day overall. I mean, look, he goes 0 for 4 today. A significant error out in the field. Not Wyatt Langford's best day. Look, I think he can be afforded some of those. He's definitely come through in the clutch in some big moments over the past 3-4 weeks, but not Wyatt's best day up at the plate. Not the best one. Let me get some other comments right now. I can see the comment, absolutely, and I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much. Means a lot. Thank you for the support. 17-3 Cowboys right now. Like I said, Cowboys appear to be in pretty good shape. Halftime approaching. I figured, hey, there's no time like the present for us to get into a little Rangers baseball. So here we go. A little Rangers baseball for you. Later tonight, we'll get back on and do Cowboys. So it's for anybody who's appreciating the fit right now. Cowboys Live will be a little bit later on if you want to talk Cowboys in more detail. Cowboys, though, we'll give some updates before halftime here. 2-minute warning right now. Cowboys up 17-3. Appear to be cruising right now as well. We're definitely going to get into the Cowboys, but we're going to do the Rangers some justice right now. Let's talk Marcus Semien real quick. So Marcus Semien, really been a summer of struggle for Simi. Not going to lie, not going to sugarcoat it. Marcus Semien, you look at the numbers from him over his last 15 games, hitting .190. And that's even with the performance today. Marcus Semien, Rangers all-star second baseman, Marcus Semien hitting .190 over his last 15 games, including the 2-for-5 today. So that gives you an idea of how off Marcus has been over really the last 2 weeks. Over the last 30 games, hitting .214. So the past month has not been kind for Marcus. So great to see him, A, hit a home run, B, have a couple of hits. That leadoff home run, you just kind of took a little bit of a sigh for Marcus' sake and just thought to yourself, this is how it should be. I mean, Marcus hitting those leadoff homers, driving the baseball out of the ballpark, that is when you know that all is right with the world. And for Marcus, this has not been a great year. I've said a number of times on the past several lives, Simi needs the offseason. I think he needs the offseason to get right. That doesn't mean he's not going to have a good last 2-3 weeks here, but I think he needs the offseason, get back in the lab, retool some things. I think Marcus Semien is the best bet to bounce back as you look at the Rangers lineup. There's a lot of guys that underperformed and regressed this year from the 2023 World Series championship season, but Marcus Semien, I think, is the best bounce back candidate for the Rangers. Not sure about Adolis, not sure about Evan Carter, and a few other guys, I think, but those are, I think, the notable regressions. Jonah Heim, I think, would be the other one. All-star game, starting catcher last year, Jonah Heim, Gold Glove winner. So I think, personally, we are going to see Marcus Semien bounce back, rebound in 2025. Look, I think he is the best bet at this point. Other guys, not so sure, but best bet, Marcus Semien. That's at least my pick for a rebound in 2025. Yep, John agreed. That leadoff home run, very, very good sign. You love to see it. And you see how it affects the rest of the team. Marcus goes deep, and then it ends up being a great bottom of the first inning. I don't think that it's a coincidence. Really don't think it's a coincidence that Semi goes deep right off the bat, and the Rangers are able to put together some runs in the bottom of that first, string together another great inning immediately in the second. Rangers got some shutdown innings today. I think that's huge as well. So Andrew Heaney comes out and in the top of the second inning gets a zero. Top of the third inning gets a zero. The shutout inning, shutdown inning is just so huge. And Andrew Heaney did it masterfully today. Again, Heaney gets his fifth win, just his fifth win of the season. Andrew Heaney improves to 5-13 on the year with a 3.84 ERA. I mean, just stat lines you're not going to see very often. Andrew Heaney, 5-13 with a 3.84 ERA. I mean, look, you at least got to be sniffing 500 with a 3.84 ERA. Heaney, 8 games under .500 by his measure, by his record. It's just kind of ridiculous. But you know what? It is what it is. Let's not bemoan the past, but Andrew Heaney deservedly gets the fifth win of the season today. I've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it every time this dude starts, but I'm going to miss that man next year. Andrew Heaney, I think, is going to get paid in the offseason. Every time he comes out and does this, not that I'm ever rooting for him to fail, but every time Andrew Heaney comes out and pitches like this, I just say it's another $1 million added onto his contract. Look, and that might be exaggeration, but I think Andrew Heaney's going to go out and at minimum probably get a 3-year, $30 million deal, maybe 3-year, $36 million. He keeps pitching like this. Maybe he can get him a 3-year, $45 million. I don't know. I think that it's going to be somewhere in that range, 3 years, 30 mil or 3 years, 45 mil, something like that. We'll see what happens. But I think Andrew Heaney is going to go and get that money in the offseason. If I'm him, unless I just love everything about the Texas experience and, you know, my family loves it, I am definitely probably going to be chasing those dollars at age, whatever he is, 33, 34, something like that. I'm going out to get paid. I'm not trying to stick around and get a hometown discount. So I am not going to be mad at all at Andrew Heaney for going to sign elsewhere. It's not personal. I totally get it. The dude has basically one more multi-year deal in his career. Hopefully he can get that three-year contract, maybe a fourth if he's willing to take a little bit less average annual. But I think a three-year deal definitely is something attainable for Andrew Heaney with a decent, maybe $10 to $15 million average. And he deserves it. He has pitched very well. Look, there's been some ups and downs during his time as a Ranger, but at the same time, I think it's a what have you done for me lately league. A lot of leagues are like that. Look at the NFL, right? NFL Sunday today. It's a what have you done for me lately league. And Andrew Heaney lately has been really, really good. Now, going back to the offense. Yeah, the home run from Lowe and the home run from Zeke Duran, love it. Those are two guys that had decent starts in 2023. I think Zeke was hitting close to 300 at the beginning of last year, the 2023 season. Right now, Zeke hitting 256, 1-for-4 with the home run today. Believe he also reached base maybe on a fielder's choice or something like that, a couple runs scored. Nate Lowe, 2-for-3 with 2 RBI today thanks to that home run. Let's do some of the stats. So Nate Lowe, 107-mile-an-hour blast. Clean-shaven Nate Lowe, by the way. That just, it doesn't look right seeing Nate Lowe clean-shaven. The mustache or the scruff, the clean-shaven look, it just doesn't look quite right to me. But 410-foot blast, 107 miles an hour off the bat. That ball got out in a hurry, and it was amazing to see. Nate Lowe, we know, has the raw power. You know, I know I mentioned this multiple times on past lives. People rave about the BP show that Nate Lowe puts on display, and it just hasn't translated to the game, but Nate Lowe showing you the power that he has with the blast today. Roof open today, by the way, with a little bit of a breeze, so maybe the roof open plays into it a little bit, all the home runs today. I don't know, maybe they need to get that roof open more in September, just throwing that out there. You happen to have a 3-home run game as a team. You had Simi. You had Lowe, you had Duran. Maybe that roof needs to go ahead and stay open a few more games, as long as it ain't too hot out there. That's what I'd be doing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So Nate Lowe, absolutely got to give him some love today. Duran as well with the home run. Back-to-back games for Duran contributing. He had that big 2 RBI hit in last night's game to tie it at 2-2. Then tonight you have the big, or today you have the big home run that puts up the Rangers even a little bit more. I believe that the home run put them up 4-0 to lead off the bottom of the second. Bottom of the second could have absolutely have been a huge inning. Look, I don't love to get negative or nitpick too much when we win games like this, and especially when we take 3 out of 4 in a series. This is the Rangers' 4th series win in a row. I don't like to get too negative on days like today, but at the same time, I think with wins, we can pick things apart a little bit easier, and they're not as hard to take. So Wyatt Langford, again, not his best day. You would love for him to put that ball in play after the Josh Smith walk, loads the bases. You just want the ball in play, and Wyatt, just not a great at-bat from him. 3 straight strikes. He had a foul, and then a foul tip strikeout. 3 straight pitches, Wyatt strikes out. I mean, look, they were 3 strikes, so even if he's up there taken, he's going to strike out on that 3rd pitch. That was right on the black. Had to protect the plate, but look, pitch number 2, a cutter, middle in. Pitch number 1, a fastball on the outside corner. Wyatt's just got to put the ball in play. I mean, and I know he knows that. I know what I'm saying isn't rocket science, but just unacceptable there. You got to add on. It was getting interesting there for a second. And then things like this second inning seem a lot bigger. When you get the win, you don't have to worry about it as much. But, I mean, it was a tight ball game there for a second. It was 5-4, before the bottom of the eighth inning, and those runs that the Rangers left on the table were looming quite large. Then, of course, Adolis Garcia comes up, hit the ball hard, 97 miles an hour to third base. Because of that, they double him up quite easily. It was pretty, I don't know, questionable pitch to swing at, in my opinion. So Doley got two pitches below the zone, fouled off the first one. The second one, again, he hits it hard. But in my opinion there, Doley need to be a little more patient. I don't know. Adolis, I can't imagine cutter down low is the pitch that he's trying to pick out. He obviously squares it up still right at the third baseman. But nevertheless, would like to see some better ABs in that spot from both Doley and from Wyatt Langford. Not their best days up at the plate. Both Doley and Langford from the 3 and 4 spot go 0-for-8 collectively with 2 strikeouts. That's just not something that you can always overcome. So credit Nate Lowe, Duran, the bottom of the order. Carson Kelly was 1-for-3 with a walk. Jankowski, El Blondi, 2-for-4. When you get performances like that from the bottom of the lineup, it makes a big difference when your 3 and 4 hitters are going a collective 0-for-8. And this has been an issue for the Rangers. The 3 and 4 spots not contributing. Josh Jung played the 3-hole role for a while over the past few games. I actually really like Josh Jung in that spot. Think that they should probably just keep hitting him there. He was 0-for-3 today, 1 walk, so did get him on base at least once. But I don't know, again, to use the quote that I just offered up about 10 minutes ago, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Josh Jung has been raking from the 3-hole. Regardless of the lefty-righty thing, just keep hitting him there. I know they're trying to mess around with some things at the end of the season here. Maybe see what might work for 2025. I totally get it. But at the same time, I'd like to see the Rangers finish strong, win some games down the stretch here. No doubt. I do think, John, going back to this, I do think the roof open absolutely played a part. I think they commented a couple of times and some Rangers beat writers commented as well. Little breeze blowing out. I do think there is something to be said about that roof open. I'd love to see the advanced numbers. So how many runs per game are scored with roof open in Globe Life's history versus closed? I don't know. Maybe there's not much to it, but it felt like wind blowing a little bit today, home runs flying. I don't know. The open air, it just felt like, hey, maybe this is something that they need to try out. I mean, look, I don't want the fans roasting out there. I have spent many a Texas Rangers game when I lived in Texas, when I was growing up, pretty much up till 19, 20 years old. Lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Look, I've been to many Rangers games at the old stadium where you were frying in the summertime. So, look, I don't wish that upon any of the fans, but I will say from the comfort of my couch in the air conditioning, I do enjoy watching the Rangers score runs and the roof just happened to be open. So maybe something that they need to consider. Maybe a big nothing burger, who knows, but you don't know until you try. So maybe the Rangers can try it out here over the last few weeks. We're in the spirit of experimenting with all these September call-ups. Why don't you keep that roof open? See if the Rangers keep scoring runs. Wouldn't that be crazy? Like the last 2-3 weeks of the year, the Rangers keep the roof open in September, which is a little bit cooler in Arlington during this time of year. A little bit. I'm not going to say a lot, but I definitely think it might be something worth checking out. So anyways, let me keep going here. Do I think the roof open played into the Adolis shot? That sure looked like a home run off the bat. It just died at the wall and was caught. I don't know. I actually think it kind of, I think it helped the Rangers. It did seem like off the bat with that Adolis one. I know which one you're talking about. Let me look at some advanced stats on that though. So I'm going to go back and see if I can find which one you're talking about there. Let me see. What was that bottom of? Let me see. Was that the, I'm trying to scroll real quick. Bottom of the fifth inning. That's right. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 32 degree launch angle. Yeah, that one's tough. Leaping catch at the wall by Taylor Ward. It was a great catch. It's a great catch. I would say this. I don't think in that case the roof open probably plays a big part. Launch angle low. Nate Lowe had the same launch angle, 32 degrees, but he hit it about 7 miles an hour harder, and it went about 30 more feet as a result. So I don't know. I can't say that the roof really mattered in that case. I think it's just a great catch. Low line drive that he's able to reel back in. Taylor Ward is, I don't know, just my opinion. It's hard to say though, John, really hard to say, I think, on that one. Let me keep rolling here. So I think we're officially at halftime now, and the Cowboys add another field goal. So Cowboys now have a 3-possession lead heading into halftime. Things I was not expecting. The Cowboys to be up 17 at halftime. I did not have that one on my bingo card. 17-3 Cowboy lead. You kidding me right now? Hey, I'm going to enjoy it. We know how up and down this Cowboys team can be from week to week. And like I said, we're going to talk a lot more Cowboys after the game today. So hang out for a Cowboys post game in a couple of hours. But today, right now, going through the Rangers, perfect time to do it at halftime, especially with the Cowboys up 20-3. So y'all come back in a few hours and we'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some Cowboys, hopefully after adding a couple more touchdowns. Now going through the rest of the box score here, let's see if there's anything else notable to go through. Look, we talked about Jonah Heim, and we've talked about Heim and the struggles quite a bit. And you got Carson Kelly, 1-for-3 with a walk. That is not a stat line that you've been seeing a ton for the Rangers from the catching position, from Jonah Heim. I do think that Carson Kelly needs to be the guy 2 out of 3 days. I said that last night. The performance today confirms it for me. I think Carson Kelly's got to be the guy down the stretch. And I do think you need to make it a priority to re-sign Carson Kelly if you can. Hopefully he's enjoyed his time as a Ranger. I do hope that Carson Kelly comes back next year. They do have a couple of different options if they're not able to re-sign Carson Kelly. They've got Andrew Knapp in AAA, who's had a pretty good season down in the minor leagues. Maybe they bring him up. He's a veteran guy, had major league experience with the Phillies and a couple of other teams. I don't know what the catching free agency market is like, but I think you know what you're getting in Kelly. If you can re-sign him, I think that is a wise move. I think it would be helpful to have somebody to push Jonah Heim. Not that you have to totally give Carson Kelly, you know, the starting role, 140 games or whatever most starting catchers are catching these days. But I think you need to have a backup option. I don't think you can go into 2025 relying on a Jonah Heim bounce back. Marcus Semien, yes. Jonah Heim, I'm not as high on for a huge bounce back year. Anything can happen. Baseball is crazy from year to year, but love what we saw from Carson Kelly. 1-for-3 with the walk. That is more than enough from the catcher position down in the 8 spot. Jankowski, 2-for-4. Good for him. He's had his struggles at the plate. Granted, Jankowski was never supposed to be an everyday guy for us and ultimately kind of had to turn into one. So Carson Kelly and Jonah Heim, look, that tandem going to be interesting to watch. Jankowski, not necessarily counting on him being back next year, but look, if he wants to continue to sign these one-year deals with us, I think that he would be nice to have as strictly a bench option. I like him off the bench late for defensive purposes. I like, obviously, him coming in and running the bases, getting a spot start here and there, but I don't know. The Rangers, I guess, will have to see what the offseason shapes up to be with free agency. You can't just be wasting a spot on Jankowski if there's somebody out there that can be a true upgrade in terms of the outfield, but I love Jankowski. Think he's a great teammate, a great player to have off the bench, but I don't know if the Rangers are going to have enough spots for him. We'll see what they do, but good to see him going 2-for-4 today. And then we talked through the pitching. Leclerc, another 1-2-3. He went 1-2, got 2 outs yesterday, 1-2-3 today. So 5 straight batters retired for Jose Leclerc. How much longer can that streak go on? 4.48 ERA for Leclerc now. Clean inning for him. 10th hold of the season. We talked about Robertson kind of walking the tightrope, but he gets his 30th hold, and Yates gets the 29th save in 30 chances. So this is a pretty typical Rangers win, minus the 2 runs getting added on late. The insurance runs have not come easy for the Rangers this year, but it feels like lately they've been able to tack on 1-2 runs late that has allowed them to at least take a little bit of pressure off the back end of the bullpen. So good for the Rangers, scoring a couple runs late. Love to see it. And the bullpen has just been so good in the 8th and the 9th inning. And even in the 7th inning, Jose Leclerc, nice bridge from Andrew Heaney to David Robertson. They've been missing that. They've been missing, the Rangers have this year, a guy that can consistently get it from the starting pitcher to David Robertson and Kirby Yates. Leclerc does a nice job of that today. All right, let's keep rolling. I'm going to go ahead and start previewing the matchups for this coming week. And if you have anything else that you want to chat through from the game today, I would be more than happy to go through it. Appreciate all y'all tuning in. I'm going to scroll through TikTok a little bit. yeah, we'll definitely get into Cowboys after the Cowboys game. We are going to wrap up our Rangers live here and go watch the second half here in a little bit. But appreciate all y'all tuning in on TikTok. Thank you so much. It looks like we're good on comments and whatnot. So Cowboys up 20-3 right now. Hopefully that can get a little bit uglier in a good way for the Cowboys as the second half approaches. But let's go into the matchups and who the Rangers have this upcoming week. By the way, today the Astros are on Sunday Night Baseball. I don't think I'll be watching that. I'll be watching a lot of football from here on out, but Astros play the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks are trying to salvage a game in that series. It's going to be tough against Verlander. The Mariners, let's see what they did today. They beat the Cardinals 10-4 to improve to 73-71. And the A's in the AL West, they are losing 3-1 right now to the Tigers in Oakland. Right now, for the standings, might as well do an update here at the beginning of a new week, the standings. I'm just looking at the White Sox out 49 games. You just don't see that all the time. White Sox are out 49 games right now in the AL Central. Man. By the way, the Rangers now have a better chance at making the wild card than they do at winning the division. They are 6.5 games out of the wild card. The Twins right now are kind of reeling. They are now on a 3-game losing streak. They've lost 6 of their last 10, and that is who the Rangers are chasing for the wild card spot. The Twins, and then after the Twins, there's a few teams in front. The Mariners, who the Rangers get to play 7 games over the last 20 games. The Rangers will face the Mariners. That could actually be a pretty big series. The Red Sox are ahead, the Tigers are ahead, and the Rays are ahead. So the Rangers do have an opportunity here. It's not going to be super likely that it happens, but if the Twins continue to reel and the Mariners drop some games down the stretch, especially if the Rangers can beat up on the Mariners down the stretch, could get interesting. 6.5, still a lot to overcome. When you're talking about only 18 games left, a lot would have to bounce the Rangers' way, but it is not mathematically impossible. Yes, John, I am telling you that at this point, the White Sox have been mathematically eliminated. The Rangers, however, have not quite yet been mathematically eliminated. Again, a lot would have to go right. But you do have a lot of games against a team that's in front of you right now, the Mariners, 7 games. Look, you win 5 of those 7, and you're pretty much neck and neck with the Mariners. Don't know if the Rangers are going to be able to pull this off, but look, it is sure fun watching the Rangers win some series down the stretch. 4 series in a row, to be exact. Look, where was this? Where was this back in July, back in early August? This would have been so nice to have right after the All-Star break, the end of July, early August. Rangers may be hitting their stride a little too late, but crazy things have happened, y'all. We talked about the 2011 Cardinals. We're not going to talk about them too much because we all know how that 2011 season ended. But the 2011 Cardinals were in a similar predicament. The wild card team, I think it was the Braves, that were at least leading the wild card race, totally tanked to end the year. Cardinals got super hot, just snuck into the playoffs, and then they went on an epic run. Maybe the Rangers can do the same thing. They're going to have to win a lot of games down the stretch, but look, I'll keep the hope alive just barely, just barely. The Rangers, they have an off day tomorrow, so they'll enjoy a little bit of a breather here after winning 3 out of 4 over the Angels, excuse me. The Angels, by the way, are going to go to Minnesota, so now we all become big Angels fans. Hopefully they can beat up on the Twins a little bit and the Rangers can continue to gain some ground. The Rays will be playing the Phillies. The Rays are a team that are ahead of the Rangers right now. So go Phillies tomorrow. Let me see who else is playing that actually matters. Let's see. The Royals are playing tomorrow and the Yankees. So they're hopefully they can beat up on each other a little bit. And that's about it. Then on Tuesday, the Rangers will be playing the Diamondbacks. They will be going to Arizona and they'll be facing off against Zach Gallen on Tuesday night. Evo will be getting the start, so that'll be a great pitching duel, Evo versus Zach Gallen. Gallen, of course, pitched in that Game 5 of the World Series. That's the last time I believe the Rangers have faced Gallen. I don't think we saw him earlier in the year, but I can't remember, to be completely honest with you. But shades of Game 5 of the World Series, Zach Gallen starting in Arizona against the Rangers. And the Rangers, I think, are going to do a little two-game set here Wednesday. I don't know if they've announced a starter yet, but the Rangers looks like we'll be throwing Cody Bradford against Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly, I think, started the one game that the Diamondbacks won in the World Series last year. So Rangers will be facing two very good pitchers. And the Diamondbacks, of course, right in the thick of it for the playoffs in the National League. So we'll be getting their best baseball. That should be a fun little series. Rangers can get two wins in Arizona. Man, that would be impressive. The Mariners will then be our next opponent on Thursday. We will go to Seattle for a four-game set with the Mariners. No starters announced. So we get the Monday day off, Tuesday, Wednesday in Arizona, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Seattle. And that's how it's going to go. That's the plan. Let's win a couple more series. Hopefully, at least at minimum, you get a split with the Diamondbacks. And then hopefully you can win three out of four against the Mariners. Look, it's easier said than done, but that is the hope. Ah, that's right. John, thanks for the reminder. I forgot for a moment that Evo was the Game 5 starter. A little Game 5 rematch. That's awesome. That'll be fun. A lot of fun. Bring back some good memories, hopefully, in that ballpark, the place where the Rangers won their first World Series. It's got to be a special place for a lot of the players on that Rangers team that won the World Series last year. Hopefully, it brings some more positive vibes the Rangers' way as they look to win their fifth series in a row, or at least get the split. A two-game series is tough. So I'm hoping that the Rangers can at least take one of two, then go to Seattle, win three of four. Let's go 4-2 on the week. I think that would be a great goal for the Rangers. 5-1 would be amazing. 6-0 would be a dream, but who knows? This Rangers team appears to be winning some ball games and kind of figuring things out, putting it together. And DeGrom coming back, Scherzer, I think, coming back. Corey Seager, they said probably shut down for the year, but maybe it starts getting interesting. Corey Seager maybe coming off the IL. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. But I will say, I am going to keep my expectations low and be very, very pleased if things start unfolding positively. But can the Rangers just win series down the stretch here? If they don't make the playoffs, it is what it is. You waited too long to get hot. But at least let's win some series down the stretch and bring the fans something to cheer for the last, what, 2.5 weeks of the year, something like that. That's my hope for the team. I think that it would be and go a long way for some of these Rangers players that have struggled for a majority of the season to end 2024 on a really positive note. I am really pumped for Jacob DeGrom starting. I think that's going to be in Seattle. I would imagine maybe Thursday or Friday night in Seattle, we'll see Jacob DeGrom. That's going to be a lot of fun. I will 100% be tuning in for that. Max Scherzer coming back as well. He looked really, really good in Las Vegas last night, pitching against the Aviators, the AAA team for Oakland. So look, yeah, some fun things to look forward to down the stretch. All right, y'all. I don't think we have a whole lot else. Let's go watch some Cowboys second half, cheer them on. I believe the second half just getting underway here. We'll be back a little later on to talk Cowboys. So, hey, if you want to come back in a couple of hours when this game goes final, we will hop back on and do a little Cowboys live. So, hey, let's do it. Let's get another dub. Rangers get a dub. Cowboys hopefully going to get a dub. Going to be a great day, a great weekend, really, to be a Texas fan, Look, Longhorns fan, a Rangers fan, and then, of course, a Cowboys fan as well. Good weekend for DFW sports and Texas sports in general. So thank you so much for your support. Hey, if you know somebody that is a Rangers fan, a Cowboys fan, send them my way. I would greatly appreciate it. Let's keep growing this good group of people we got talking Rangers baseball, talking baseball in general. And now that football season started, talking college football, talking NFL, I love it. And I appreciate all the support and anything you can do to help spread the word. Thank you so much. Hope y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. If I don't see you on the Cowboys Live, if you want to talk some Cowboys, come back in a couple hours. Would love to have you. Have a great week ahead. Catch us on the replay if you're not able to join live. And as I always say to end every show, God bless and go Rangers.